Good morning. We're starting Chayalim Klal Samavav Siman Aleph. So Chayalim says, "Im Yesh Lebana Kintanim Yechanchem BeMitzvus." A person has children, which are under the age of a mitzvah. He has a chiyuv to be mechanech them. Who mitzvah the same midibur Kabbalah? So the Chayalim brings a source. There's a positive commandment mentioned not in the Torah, but in the Dibur Kabbalah, means in Tanakh. That's called Dibur Kabbalah in Lashon Chazal. Kamashikosub Chanoch Lenar Al Pi Darkei. The Pasuk initially says that a person should train a child, teach a child according to each child, according to what they need for their training. So we have to craft it personally to the child's needs. And Kankiyazkin Lo Yosem Menu. When we do so, the Pasuk ends, when he becomes older, he will not deviate from this path. If we train the child when he's young, he will do the right thing when he gets older. So we see from this pasuk there's a concept of training one's child. It's important to point out that the concept of chinuch is to train the child to do it properly when the child is an adult. So my goal over here is not that he should do it properly when he's a child, it's that he should do it properly when he's an adult. Now, obviously, the best way to teach a child to do it properly when he's an adult is to do it properly when he's a child. But in certain areas, sometimes putting too much pressure to do it perfectly when one's a child will discourage the child from wanting to do it when he's an adult. So you've done the opposite of chinuch. So a person takes a child to davening, and the child is not able to sit through a whole davening. And so maybe a person should not be bringing the child there. Because if you bring a child at such a time, when he's not able to sit through all of davening, so the child will be running around and talking and doing other things. You basically train the child. And when he becomes an adult, he runs around on the shul and he talks, etc. So we need to find the proper time that we can train the child. We want to train the child to put on tefillin. We train a 10-year-old to put on tefillin. He's not going to keep tefillin with the proper kedusha. We're worried about when he puts on tefillin as an adult, he will be putting on tefillin incorrectly. So the concept of putting on tefillin, because of the significant level of kedusha that tefillin entails, we wait until the child is closer to the age of our mitzvah before we start training him to do that mitzvah. So the goal is not training for now, the goal is training for the future. And that's what the pasuk says, Gam ki gazkin lo yosem menu, because when he will be an adult, he will follow the correct path. It is a fascinating idea that there's no pasuk in the Torah which says this mitzvah. It's something which permeates the concept of the Torah, that I have a chiyuv to give it over to the next generation. But the explicit pasuk is only found in Mishlei. And I'm not sure exactly why that's so. And I did mention in the previous year that the Meshech Chochma brings the pasuk by Avraham Avinu, where it's not explicit that the Rosh Hashanah is commanding him to do so. The Rosh Hashanah is saying that I'm going to keep this bris with Avraham Avinu, this relationship with Avraham Avinu, because he will do so. But the language of the pasuk is the manash yitzav in order that he does so, which sounds like the Rosh Hashanah saying that's what I want him to do. So it's clearly Ratzon Hashem. And sometimes something which is obviously Ratzon Hashem is compelling as same level as a mitzvah. It's only mentioned in the Navi, but it doesn't mean that the Navi introduced such a concept. It was compelling already from the Dibri HaTorah. So just for an example for this, the Ramban says, that which we are mechuyev listen to the Chachamim, there's no explicit pasuk in the Torah that says you have to listen to the Tekanos and Gezeiros that the Chachamim made. According to the Rambam, there is. The Ramban disagrees and brings Gemaras, which indicate that pasuk the Rambam is quoting is not referring to Tekanos and Gezeiros of Chazal, etc. So what is Machayim mean to listen to? As he says, the idea that it's Ratzon Hashem, it's obvious from multiple places in the Torah that that's what the Rosh Hashanah wants you to do, and that has a halachic status of a chiyuv. So that would be sufficient to create a derisive concept of a chiyuv upon a person. So even if something is not explicit in the Torah, it's clear from the multiple places in the Torah that that's what the Rosh Hashanah wants to happen. That is binding in halacha as with the equivalent as if it's a beferisha mitzvah in the Torah. Umoid hisar shama sefer mishlei al chinuch habanim. Shlomo Melech stresses the concept of chinuch habanim multiple places in sefer mishlei. V'im lo yivaser b'dvarim yakenu b'shevet, if the child cannot be corrected with just words, If you need to, you should. You have the right to hit the child. Do not hit the child in a cruel way. Use something which is not painful, like a whip. Use something which will get the message across, and not more than necessary. It's not because it's a punishment, because the child is not obligated with punishments. When a adult, an ish or an isha, a male or female adult, does an aveira, they get punished. And he's going to start going through the rules of when the child reaches the age of a mitzvah. Even though that's true, the point that he wants to say is that there, even though a child, there's no onshim, but correction is not an onish. Correction is part of the training process. And sometimes the only way we can train somebody is by using something which is uncomfortable. Your child runs into a street. The child needs to learn that that's something which is terrible. And sometimes the message will only be given across if the mother has to give the child some type of a hard touch, a slap, in order to get the message across. So that's totally unacceptable. The child learns that that's something which they should not do. If we were to find a way to convey, if we would live in such a way that we look at mitzvahs like that, and we would convey that message with mitzvahs, maybe we all would be better off. But there's more to talk about that. Bez Hashem, in the upcoming shiur. Have a good day.